Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning. Listen, guys, we got to resuscitate your passion. Renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. My. What we're going to be discussing on today is Financial Freedom Friday. Now, with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Guys, it's Financial Freedom Friday. I already see people starting to move into the queue. That's a very, very smart move. We have been discussing how to win the race with the what of life. I don't know if we started getting it yet. And I'm going to say this a few times during this episode, that God is down with those who are down with him. We came through a journey saying that you gotta have like crazy faith. And if you have faith, you'll keep working, pursuing your purpose. A lot of the other things in our life become irrelevant when we begin to operate in crazy faith. The reason why you need faith is because it's going to get hard. And the only way you get through hard and come out on top, meaning come out where you're not cray-cray, come out where you have a sound mind, is through Christ Jesus. If you do it his way, he has promised you. He's promised you for you to take your spot at the top. Last night, we actually spoke at a church. Our scripture today, I'm going to have two scriptures. I'm going to tell you about the scripture we talked about at the church because I need you to really go back into Deuteronomy 28, 12, and 13. I need you to look at that. But today's scripture is out of 2 Chronicles. This is talking about the kings, that God has given them authority over the lives of his people. This is where we are. We call you kings and queens on the line. And when you begin to walk into leadership and network marketing, God is giving you authority over his people. Now, remember, even when his people don't acknowledge that they're his people, he knows that they're his people. He said he reigned on the just and the unjust. And at the end of the day, they all will come to a point where every knee is going to bow and profess Jesus as king. But you who are now pursuing greatness, we got to purify our heart and clean our hands, because let me tell you something. In this book of 2 Chronicles, this is where we're going to come out. This is where we're coming out. We're going to finish out Financial Freedom Friday with 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. Why? Because we're talking about how you're going to win. You will win as long as you don't quit. And I want to add something to the end of that sentence on God. If you don't want success with so many oscillations. Yes, you'll go through hills and valleys, but God got you as long as you got him. I'm telling you right now, your future is bright. As long as you down with the truth, the way, and the life. I'm not talking no Muhammad Ali stuff, no fast talking. I need you to hear what I'm saying here, because God is now saying, I need you to incline your spiritual ears on today as we now begin to go into our prayer. We are setting aside and laying aside the weight, and we're picking up the cross. We're laying these burdens down with God, and we finna move. We about to move. Like lightning, we're going to get light on our feet and pursue greatness. We're not accepting anything else. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day. For this is a day that you've made, and we're so joyous and we're glad in it, oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord, on this day, as your servant, oh, Father God, is here, open vessel to decrease that you may increase. We allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. People are seeking financial freedom, oh dear Lord, but they've been blind for so long. I am praying right now on behalf of your people, oh Father God, remove the sight from their eyes, oh dear Lord, that they may see bright, oh Father God. I'm coming before you right now, Father God, petitioning on behalf of your people. Intercede for those who feel that they are weak, oh Father God, that they will get their last win and continue to push through. Dear Lord, right now, they take their mind off of their circumstances, off of their situations, and put it on worship, oh Father God. They are strengthening even now, oh dear Lord. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that the weak is saying that they are strong in Christ Jesus. We're coming before you, oh Father God, taking every weight, laying it aside, and picking up your word as sharper than a two-edged sword that can sever through anything. Dear Lord, as our faith is increasing, so is our works. But works to do great exploits in your name, not our own. As we're coming up against the spirit of double-mindedness of your people, as we're coming up the spirit, oh Father God, of the idolization where they're worshiping the things, people, places, even their problems. We're annihilating that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Going back four generations, oh Father God, we're severing your people from the habits that have held them back thus far. We will honor you with everything. All of the spoils that we're going as a transfer of wealth is happening right now for your people who are operating in your righteousness. As we're purifying our hearts and cleaning our hands, we're thanking you, oh Father God. You're sending all the people from north, south, east, and west. The shackles are coming off right now, oh Father God. Even in the spirit realm, we know everything happens there. We're going in deep, oh Father God. We're pulling it down, every stronghold that's holding your people back right now in the name of Jesus. We're not afraid of the warfare, oh Father God. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that the avengers are going in right now, oh Father God. Pulling it all down, oh dear Lord. We're honoring you with all of the fruits of our labor. Let it not be in vain. As it's for your kingdom, and we praise your holy name, honor you. You are the Alpha Maker. There's no one higher than you. Nobody can beat you, God. So we down with you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and we seal this prayer. Amen. Let's go into this word real quick. I need you to come in because I need us to talk about the weights that we are laying aside. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. You need to look at this about leadership. King Asa, he didn't finish well. Turned his back on God. Even though he knew what he should have been doing, he didn't do it. A lot of us know what we're supposed to get up and do every day, but we just don't do it. Because we think that God has given us time. When we wake up, we're thinking like, okay, we scathing by. He sees everything. He knows everything. The word of God reads as this, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. What does it take to be strong? To submit to God's way and will, these days people say it's weak. But that's strong. That's strong to go up against all odds without compromise. You will win as long as you don't quit. Now we can go back and you can go into 2 Chronicles, and when you can see that even King Isaac, he was doing his thing one way, and then even now God sent somebody to warn him and tell him, hey, now I gave you authority, but I can still pull you down. And this ain't the way you do it. He sent the prophet to King Isaac and told him, this ain't how you do it. And then King Isaac still wanted to do it his own way. You know anybody like that? Do you know anybody like that? They get all the warnings and they think because they get up and they can keep going and they didn't just get, you know, just shot down. They think God playing. They don't understand what grace and mercy really is. But there are still consequences when you know what you're supposed to do and you just won't do it. Now, when we start looking here, and we start seeing how King Isaac did what a lot of other kings did, like a lot of other people in network marketing. They have the authority. God even give them the money. He give you the stature, give you the influence. He builds you up. And then we start getting busy with some foolishness and be in disgrace. We don't stand up and think that it is our responsibility to represent the kingdom at the highest level. We then we just do whatever we want to do because it's called freedom. But the word of God said, if you keep my commandments, you will be free. Now, when we start moving out of letting our circumstances, our worshiping and idolizing, which these are the things, like even some of the past, you know, kings did, you know, King David, he did all kinds of stuff, but he was disloyal. He did a few things. He committed adultery. He tried to cover up what he was doing, and then he brought the judgment on his family. Other people pay when we don't walk in full purpose and be 100. Other people pay when we don't get up every day and act like we have a responsibility to win, so that other people's lives can be free. This is much bigger than you just getting your next 10. Making a few extra dollars, driving around in a new car. If everything in the earth is God's and the fullness thereof, he's saying, come on, some of the things that come down, we don't know when we're looking at some people, we say, oh, they rich. You don't even know some of the judgments may be coming down on their family and things like that just because they're not honoring God. They still confused. So now when we start talking about King Solomon, even though he still was the richest man, he began to turn his heart away from God. Start having all these wives and idolizing. He started hanging out with a whole bunch of idolizers, a whole bunch of, you know, the idolatry start going crazy. Start getting a little vain. And he start getting all depressed. Self-inflicted drama. I want us to know that you will win this race with the weight of life, if you were able to say, let's take a real good look at ourselves and say, I'm on God's way. Let's be real, family. Let's go back last 5 years. It's like 10 years. Most people on this phone grown. If you're 21, you're 10. We won't count you. But if you're 30 and we go back 10 years, you're 20. And let's think about what happened in that last decade. Sure, a lot of things happened to you that you wish didn't happen to you, but did you ever take the choice of the light, solid, to go and pursue big things? You got to guard your mind. Winning the race, what are we trying to win? We need to be more than we just going after the medal. We're going after the heart of God so that you can have never-ending blessings. I want to remind you of our affirmation. But see, we're going to go into this affirmation for a minute because we're going to open up the call. I need you to go into this affirmation. We got to unpack something. Watch this now because the Holy Spirit just brought something into remembrance. I have the authority. Who gives you the authority to accumulate all the blessings? Who owns the blessings in all areas of my life? Well, who gave you life? I have expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance. Well, who gave you the promises? My God. The things that we say out of our mouths, we got to start meaning it, family. It sounds all good. When I posted this, so many people, it was given to me by God, and so many people liked it, and they just start repeating it. But don't forget who gave it to you, because he's the same one who can take it away. Alpha and Omega, my God, let's open up this call. Let's open up this call. Some lives are getting straight right now. Some crooked paths are going straight now. I'm so excited for you today on Financial Freedom Friday. Good morning, 678, last 4, 8848. Good morning, family. Good morning to you. My God. I don't think they line working. Let's go on in here. We're going to go to 4782192. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am amazing. Good morning. Voice a little scraggly coming from the gym. I don't know the wind, but please pardon me. Good morning.
I appreciate you taking my call. I've been an agent for, I think a year this month. And I've been struggling a whole lot trying to stay motivated and because I could have a couple of things going on throughout my life. So this call has really picked me up with your scripture from Second Chronicles. And I just wrote it down, and I'm going to put it on my desk at work. It's just amazing how God does things, because I get discouraged when you always feel like you're working your hardest, but things don't seem to be going as you plan. And I'm starting to realize that it's not as I plan, it's how God plans. But I just appreciate your calls, the motivation, and I'm praying that things just start looking up for the business, but I won't give up on it. I did in the beginning, but I'm trying to find my way back to where I need to be, and I just appreciate the call.
You are so welcome. You know, I need you guys to know that there is an order and success. Like God says, everything in decency and in order. And I need you to think about something right here. Because God is not a man, he's a spirit. And he said you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. That means your heart. Your body could be in it. It could even go to the next level where your head is in it. But when you're looking for big, big things to happen in your life, your heart has to be in it. And if you're depressed and if you're demotivated, your heart is not in it. This is where we need the help of the Holy Spirit to say, pick me up. Pick me up. If your heart ain't in it, you're going to run out of gas. You're going to give in to, I don't feel like it. The next thing you know, you're not going to do it. You need to ask yourself, check your heart. Where is my heart? God, show me my heart. Give him full authority and reign over that. When our heart is not pure towards God, we can't serve his people at the highest level. We're still in a place where we're serving ourselves. It's about me, how I feel, what I'm going through. We talked about that yesterday. We're worshiping our circumstances, our problems. That comes before God and his people. He can't work with you. He's saying, you got a little bit more work. We got to work on, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here every morning. Good morning, last 4-8970. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra. I just love these calls. I love what you're doing. And you know, God is really at work in all of us. And I just want to share a quick little testimony, and then something that I've been focused on this week because of the lessons. You know, the first thing is, I had been given, you know, God's been talking to me for a long time, and he gave me something to do. Probably over 20 years. And I was just disobedient, and I just haven't been able to, you know, find the energy, find the motivation, be resuscitated to succeed in it. Since I've joined these calls in September, things are just happening, right? Things are becoming easier. Like, I don't work that hard to make these dreams come to pass now. And I know that this call was sort of the ignition that I needed to pull forward. And he's showing me that this is true for all of us. When you talk about transference of wealth, I see it. Me and my husband were talking this morning, and he was saying how Amazon is going to start letting, you know, individual drivers send packages, right? That's just money that just transferred just like that if they do it, right? It went to Federal Express and DHL and all those drivers. It left their hands and going to the hands of the people now. So this is happening on a daily basis, the transference of wealth, the ability to make money. It's open door, and he's showing me how he's doing all of this. And I know that you are that fire that put, you know, you're putting that little fire under everybody to get going. And I thank God for that. And I want you to know right now that you're in my heart. Like, no matter where I go, I always will be like, you know, Nicola's fire got me going, right? She was the igniter, the catalyst. And I thank God for that, because without people like us, right, like you just said, it's our responsibility to win so others can be free. And this is a very testimony of that. I am free to win. But if you were never around to ignite me, where would I still be? Sitting there feeling sorry for myself, sitting there saying, why not me? And it's, you know, stop that, right? Enough for that. Get to winning, because others need to be free. And the last thing I want to say is this, and this is what it's been in my spirit this whole week. You got to stop playing with God. If he exists and you trust that he exists, then you have to know he is a rewarder of those. He's not going to set you up to fail. Why would he do that? He loves you too much to do that. He's going to make sure you succeed. Nicola, I have had amazing things happen to me this last week just to remind me he's on my side. And if he's for me, who can be against me? Nobody. So one of the things I start with right now that I didn't used to do this, but I do this now. Anytime I have an idea, because I have tons of ideas, I'll say, God, if this is not from you, I don't want it. So if you want me to pursue this, make it clear to me. And he will. And he'll say, yep, I want you to pursue that. Nope, leave that behind. Nope, I want to. He will direct your path. He promised to do that. start believing him. We have to start believing him. And that's where I was. I was like, I believe you, God, but I see this. Stop it. I love when you say that. Just stop it. Keep moving forward because it's other people that he's trying to free. And Nicola has, you know, you've been doing your job. Now it's us to do our job, right? That's how he has it set up. He didn't free me so I could sit there and move up the ranks or do what I wanted to do. No, it's for other people. But anyway, I'll stop right there. Thank you, I'm just so grateful.
Thank you, and God bless you. Listen, guys, Financial Freedom Friday. How about you already have the key to your handcuffs? Ain't nobody holding you down. Ain't nobody holding you back. When you get clear on that one fact, that you were destined to do big things, running towards your destiny. Stop sitting down. It's time to move. Financial Freedom Friday, y'all. Let's make this weekend the best volume weekend of your weekend thus far. Let's go. God bless you.